Hello, it's John Givens for the Ampere Rap, and this is a show called On This Day. This is one of the examples of us being creative, so you'll know by now that, well, hopefully you'll know by now, if you don't, I'm telling you, that we've shut down our studios, we've shut down our offices for obvious reasons, and so we're trying to do as much remotely as possible. So I'm in my house, and I am talking to Mr. Neil Ackerton in his house over Skype. So Neil, hiya.
Hello there. I'm in the Flamingo Room, and at some point I will detail how flamingo-y the Flamingo Room is. It just occurred to me today that me and Brock will casually call it the Flamingo Room. But, you know, that may seem... As I say, I'll do a video at some point that can get dropped in somewhere that illustrates exactly how many flamingos we're talking about.
I mean, the now reasonably famous Flamingo Room, in that it was featured on Sky Sports News over the weekend. I mean, more on that later, if you don't mind, Neil. But first of all, how much trouble did you get in for leaving that basket with wrapping paper at the side?
What didn't help was the fact that everybody went, oh, she's not going to be happy about that basket on the side. Like, down to and including my 7-year-old nephew. As far as I'm concerned, it's just absolutely sold me out there. Who said Auntie Mimi will not be happy? Firstly, I think it tells a story that, you know, we don't need to go into. But secondly, like, everybody mentioned it. Like, when I spoke to Rob Gutman yesterday, he casually said Michaela saw you on the telly and said, oh, Sam's not going to be happy about that.
Yeah, it's funny how everyone suddenly manages to see these things, isn't it? But there we go. So, I mean, how On This Day is going to work is that we're going to talk about things that have happened historically on this day, but we're also going to talk about things that are literally happening today. So we'll start with a bit of a news roundup, if you like, a bit of news in terms of what's going on with the Anfield Rap, but also obviously in football and, you know, the wider things as well. And so, yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about the weekend, Neil, because it was quite funny that Karen Brady came out, said something ridiculous, you slaughtered it, and now she's backtracked. And if you could do that for more of the Conservative Party, I think the whole country would be massively grateful.
I mean, there was a bit of talk of me doing BBC Breakfast this morning, and I just think that maybe they could have just had me go through the issues of the day, one after the other, to be honest with you, and go from there.
A live reaction to Boris Johnson's first summit, or whatever he's doing, media summit.
Yeah, I like the idea that someone says, you know, on Politics Live, and let's get over to the Flamingo Room.
Instant reaction.
Yeah. I only had some vague sense of what she'd said. I didn't even know she'd written it for that paper, to be quite honest with you. It was one of them. I think everyone's just got to calm down the hot takes, because I think we're in this for a while, one way or another. And I think that this is my first sort of thing around all of this, and it's one of the reasons why we were relatively eager to close the office last week. I was stunned on Thursday night when they said that Premier League football was going to continue, and that state of affairs basically held for 4 hours. To be honest with you, and you know, it's hugely frustrating. It's worth remembering we still haven't formally missed a game, so if it's felt like a long few days for Liverpool supporters, I just want to be clear, we wouldn't have played yet.